This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is very interesting. A European court said vaccines can be blamed for illness, even though there's no scientific evidence. So this is very interesting. They say the Court of Justice of the European Union ruled this week that courts may consider vaccines to be the cause of the illness, even in the absence of scientific evidence confirming a link. Now, the EU's highest court said if the development of a disease is timely to the persons receiving a vaccine, if the person was previously healthy with the lack of history of the disease in their family, and a significant number of disease cases are reported among people receiving a certain vaccine, that may serve as enough proof. We're going to talk about this in a second. I'm reading this from CNN. They say the ruling stemmed from a case of a French man known as JW, who was vaccinated against hepatitis B back in 1998. He developed multiple sclerosis a year later. Now, multiple sclerosis, as you know, is a very debilitating neurological disorder where your immune system attacks the brain and spinal cord. So you end up having damaged nerve tissue. You end up having weakness, vision issues, inability to walk, move, and paralysis. Eventually, you die, unfortunately, if it's not treated. And so the gentleman died in 2011. I guess back in 2006, however, about 8 years after he had received his vaccine, he sued pharmaceutical company Sanofi Pasteur, who produced the vaccine, blaming it for the decline in its health. The case was brought before the Court of Appeal in France, which ruled that there was no scientific consensus supporting a causal link and no evidence of a causal link between the hepatitis B vaccine and the man's multiple sclerosis. Because we have not had, I don't think, any major studies come out linking the hepatitis vaccine with multiple sclerosis. But as I've, you know, discussed on this, it could be the wrong place at the wrong time, and somebody could have an adverse event. I believe that adverse events can happen. Rare, but I wouldn't, you know, doubt, you know, if something induce something from happening, but we'll talk about this, okay? Especially how a lawyer would look at it. So the judgment was appealed and brought to the French Court of Cassation, which took it to the European Court of Justice. They say the Court of Justice said that specific and consistent evidence relating to timeliness, a prior healthy status, the lack of family history, and multiple cases may prove to be enough. So his case was referred because of the first three criteria. The ruling added that courts must ensure that evidence is sufficiently serious, specific, and consistent to warrant the conclusion. Having also considered available evidence and arguments made by the vaccine's producer to then decide that a vaccine is the most plausible explanation for any damage to health. The court's decision is not a ruling on his particular case, but does provide guidance now for future cases. So the EU court is authorizing national courts to make such judgments about causality themselves based on the evidence they are presenting with without having expert opinion. So according to Sanofi Pasteur, they say it is not our role to comment on this legal decision. However, Sanofi Pasteur wishes to reiterate that its vaccines are safe and effective and protect against infectious disease. Our hepatitis B vaccines are safe and well-tolerated. They've been approved by health authorities and are marketed for over 30 years. And they're right about that. I have never seen anybody get multiple sclerosis from hepatitis vaccine. But could a vaccine possibly trigger this? Yeah. So what do we do? Now, experts, of course, had some issues. They said, well, no causal links exist between hepatitis B and multiple sclerosis, or the vaccine and multiple sclerosis. They say, but a few cases after vaccination would not be surprising. especially when administered to teenagers just before the age of onset for many MS sufferers. So somebody could say, well, what if somebody is predisposed to it? Could the vaccine accelerate it? Well, how do you prove that? Was it just an acceleration or was it just a cause? So Peter Openshaw, president of the British Society of Immunology and professor of experimental medicine, said it is very concerning that the European Court of Justice has ruled that judges can consider whether a vaccine led to someone developing a medical condition, even there is no scientific evidence to support this. Now, you know, I see both sides of this, and this is why this is going to be a very, very hot topic, okay? Bad things happen, okay? I could give somebody an antibiotic like Augmentin for a dog bite, and that's the standard of care. The drug of choice for a cat bite, dog bite, severe sinusitis, childhood pneumonia, bilateral pneumonia would be Augmentin. Okay, Augmentin is an antibiotic that's been around for years. Let's say somebody gets a bad reaction to that Augmentin. Should I be sued? This is a medication we've been used for years. This is a medication that's trusted. I know there's risks. There's risks with any medication. But if I didn't give the medication, I could be in trouble also. What if I'm told, you know, by the American Board of Family Medicine that, you know, I'm supposed to recommend vaccines? And I am. I am pro-vaccine. And I have a healthy person walk in for a vaccine. And they get the vaccine, and then they get that one in a million, you know, odd case of a reaction to it. Do I get sued? Does the company get sued? If a vaccine company is going to get sued every time there's a bad reaction, then the company needs to shut down the vaccine if it's, you know, a deadly reaction, or the company's not gonna want to make a vaccine. I mean, you know, we're having some major issues now where we need vaccines. And these vaccines are saving millions and millions and millions of lives. But yes, there's gonna be that one in a million case. Now, I thought there were supposed to be funds set aside such that if a reaction happens to a vaccine, I think in America, we have funding where the government will provide the damages. Such that the vaccine company can still function and operate to make vaccines. But as a parent listening to this, you're like, okay, whoa, 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 whoa. I don't want there to be any issues with my vaccine. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right wait to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who's working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, Garrett messages on Facebook, my doctor gave me diabetes. Oh, now we need to talk about this. There's more and more discussion about... Let me read this to you. He says, my doctor gave me diabetes. He put me on Lipitor in 2004 to 2005, and now I'm being told I have diabetes. My hemoglobin A1C is 7.2, and he wants to put me on metformin. He had to know. I'm looking at hiring an attorney. Diabetes is way worse than high cholesterol. And, you know, he goes on to say, a lot of you have been asking me about these statin medications and diabetes. And we need to talk about this. And, Garrett, please just hold off. Hiring an attorney, please. Just everybody hold off hiring attorneys, okay? Just hold the phone. Everybody, can everybody just hold the phone? Okay, the attorneys will be there tomorrow. The attorneys will be there 5 years from now. The attorneys have been around since ancient times, okay? Just don't worry. Your friendly neighborhood attorney will be there at your disposal to sue. Just everybody take a breather before we all start going to attorneys, okay? And guys, can I just say a lot of doctors don't really have the money that you think they do, okay? So, the average doctor I know, his house is mortgaged to the gill. His office building is upside down because the real estate was bought at a better time. Okay, they barely can afford the overhead. So I probably would not, think you're going to get the most bucks, okay, trying to sue your internist. Let's just say that. But Garrett, I understand why you're concerned. Okay, back when Lipitor came out, what was it, 96, 90, atorvastatin, Pfizer came out with Lipitor, and it wasn't the first of its kind, these statin medications, these HMG-CoA reductase inhibitors. These medications had been around now for a while, since I believe the 80s. And they were life-saving, absolutely life-saving. And we talked about how these statin medications helped prevent your body from making more cholesterol. You need cholesterol, but you just need a small amount. You don't need a lot. So for those of us genetically predisposed to making more cholesterol, or for those of us that take in too much cholesterol, having a medication that decreases your ability to create it in the liver and in the muscle, because cholesterol is also made in the muscle, was just earth-shattering. And these statin medications also did something called seal the plaque. And by quote-unquote sealing the plaque, it prevented the arteriosclerotic plaque. And I know that this kind of sounds counterintuitive. You're like, wait a second, if you've got a plaque, on your blood vessel wall, you want to get rid of it. You want it to float away. You don't want it to sit there and seal. The problem with that is when these arteriosclerotic plaques break off to go float away, they could tear the lining of the blood vessel wall, causing a clot, which causes a coronary event. And you don't want, pieces of plaque floating around the body as emboli, because that could cause a stroke. So these medications were phenomenal. And it was at the point where I saw not one of my medications, not one of my patients who was on a statin would have a heart attack, let alone die of a heart attack. We lost my father, but he didn't want to take the cholesterol medication. Oh, it's going to hurt my liver, and, he didn't take it. I wish he did. But Garrett says diabetes is way worse than having high cholesterol. I agree with him. If you had to choose having high cholesterol or diabetes, please, please, please don't get the diabetes. Please, for the love of God, don't get the diabetes. Diabetes is bad. It is bad. Part of me wonders, maybe the reason why high cholesterol is bad for the heart is because of its diabetic, like tendencies. Having high sugar just seems to be way worse in the body than cholesterol. Cholesterol could kill you. Cholesterol could give you a heart attack. Cholesterol could give you a stroke, absolutely. But having diabetes, it just seems like your cholesterol number is tripled. So when stories and studies came out in the late 2000s, that a diabetic, cholesterol drug like a statin could put somebody at risk for diabetes, people started to freak out. They didn't know this in 2004, 2005. Now, when I heard about it in 2012, and I was like, well, wait a second here. I didn't believe it at first because of a couple reasons. 90-some% of my patients that had high cholesterol that never changed their weight, that never changed their eating habits, went on to get diabetes. And the high cholesterol preceded the diabetes. And I would go, let me see your old records. Do you have any old records from the 90s? And there it was. They had high cholesterol. Their sugars were fine, but they had high cholesterol. So the cholesterol comes first. Now, we're talking about type 2 diabetics, not the type 1 diabetics where the kids just don't make insulin. We're talking about the type 2 the adult onset diabetes. You just see it there time and time again. They had high cholesterol, and then later they get diabetes. And this was whether they were on a statin medication or not. And I don't know how many people are studying this, you know, and again, I don't want to scare everybody with high cholesterol out there, but I would venture to say that the majority of people with high cholesterol are going to go on to form diabetes anyway. So when that study came out saying, you know what, these statin medications may be causing diabetes, I'm like, what are you talking about? These guys get diabetes anyway. If my cholesterol ever goes up, when I have diabetes in the family, I'm not going to blame a medication. I know I'm going to get diabetes later. My cholesterol's pretty good, but we have diabetes in the family. Diabetes is so damn common in so many families. I know I'm going to get it one of these days. It's going to happen. I try not to. I mean, I exercise every day. And I try to watch what I eat, except for an occasional cupcake. I love my cupcakes. But, I'm not going to blame a medication. I know what's in my family. Diabetes is on both sides of the family. It's going to hit me. But there was a study where they looked at 500,000 Ontario residents, researchers in Canada, found that the overall odds of developing diabetes were low in patients prescribed statins, but people taking the Lipitor had a 22% higher risk of new onset diabetes, Crestor users had an 18% increased risk, and people on Zocor had a 10% increased risk. So, pravastatin, Pravacol, an older medication, Pravacol, I think, preceded Zocor, Crestor, Lipitor. Crestor was one of the newer ones. Pravacol, less of a risk. So when you look at a study like this, I start to scratch my head and go, well, wait a second here. Are the older medications, you know, maybe less caustic to the pancreas, let's say? You know, why do people get diabetes? Well, they get diabetes if their pancreas doesn't make enough insulin. So could these statin medications bother the pancreas? It could. It's a theory I'm going to entertain. Yeah, I mean, when you're in the sciences, you can't just say, nah, there's no proof. You always have to keep an open mind, just like with vaccines. I love vaccination programs. I think vaccinating your kids is one of the smartest things we could do. But I'm going to keep an open mind. If somebody says I'm worried about a side effect, you know, I'm not going to shut them up. I'm going to be like, you know, tell me what you're worried about. Why? What have you heard? What's going on? Teach me. So same thing with cholesterol medication. I'm the biggest fan of statin medications. They are my favorite medications ever. I love statin medications. They're the best. They work. When my patients stop dropping dead, oh, hell yeah, I will recommend statins as the day is long. The problem is I don't want somebody getting diabetes or turning around and wanting to sue their doctor. Now, what we need to do is figure out fast if there is some component to these medications and maybe the newer statin medications that could put somebody at higher risk for diabetes. We need to figure that out. And if we can't, another study we should be doing is going back, and it's tough because most people didn't get blood work, but going back and trying to find the individuals who never took a statin medication, who had high cholesterol, and then who later went on to have diabetes, and see what is the percentage of people in which that happens. And if they find that 60% of people go on to get diabetes anyway, if you have high cholesterol, whether you have it in your genes or not, you know, because there could be diabetes in, not in the family, but somebody could have high cholesterol, we could use that to help us filter out some of this data. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Well, I am looking at a toe prosthesis, and this sucker looks good. The problem with this toe prosthesis is it's 3,000 years old. This is fascinating. There is an ancient Egyptian's wooden toe that is circulating online, and you see this, it's a prosthesis. Now, it looks like this wooden toe was outside the body, but I'm looking at this person's foot. I love looking at, I love history and medical history and, you know, to see what ancient civilizations did for medicine. And I'm looking at the bones of a foot, and the toes are all deformed. The toes are bent and kind of hammer-toed, and the toes just, you know, don't look like they were in a healthy position. But my guess is he lost his big toe. So you see this leather-bound kind of glove with a wooden toe attached to it with these little holes and string or wire type that kept the toe attached. I'm looking at this. This looks like something that could have been made in the 1970s, 1980s. It looks that modern. Yet it's on a foot from 3,000 years ago because it looks like this guy lost his toe. They say the lifelike toe was made to look natural by a skilled artisan who wanted to maintain the aesthetic as well as mobility during the early Iron Age. And it was designed to be worn with sandals, the footwear of choice at the time. This, you have to look it up. I'll try to put it on my Facebook and Twitter page if I can. They say this is now what we think is the oldest prosthetic device known now to man, something that old. They say by using a sophisticated way of fixing the individual parts of the prosthesis to each other, the artificial limb had a balancing effect and gave to some extent a freedom of movement. This is according to Andrea Lo Prieno Nears of University of Basel, or Basel. Every time I say Basel, I think of Austin Powers. A team of researchers and Egyptologists from the University of Basel, the University of Zurich, and the Egyptian Museum of Cairo use the latest technology in X-ray, CT, and microscopy to take a closer look at the prosthetic. Now, this has been kept in the Cairo Museum since its discovery in 2000. I want this so badly. You know how I collect medical antiques? I want this prosthesis so badly. I don't want to spend a lot of money, but I got to figure out how I can, you know, who I can sleep with or something, but I got to get this. The surprise, that's going to work anymore. The surprisingly lifelike toe was made to look natural. And they say, you know, they used to wear sandals at the time. So you couldn't have an amputate, you couldn't lack a toe. I don't know if you guys have ever had a bum, you know, first toe. Your first toe, your first metacarpal, or phalange. If you get gout, you don't want to walk, right? Because it hurts. If you have an ingrown toenail, you can't do anything because it always bangs against something and it hurts. So I think it's fascinating that, you know, back then they had people that would make prosthetic body parts. And by the way, this was a woman's foot. So they say, based on our scientific examinations, our team was able to verify at least four materials used for making the device. Right? They used some sort of hardwood. And there was a belt strap that helped secure the prosthetic to the right foot. It was robust and made from plant fibers. And there's still research on what type of tools were used to make the prosthetic and assist with the refitting it required. You know, you could go to a store and see all these prostheses, but it's got to fit you right, depending on the curvature. Now, why did she lose her toe? I don't know. Did an animal bite it off? Did it get cut off? But looking at her foot, she looked like she had diabetes and, you know, started losing her toes to gangrene and osteomyelitis. They say there is no prosthetic device known of this old age displaying the same sophistication. This is, like, really, really cool. I know you guys are probably already bored with the story, but I am, like, blown away. And and the toe, it even looks like it has a nail. It really looks like a toe. So they did that so the lady wouldn't feel, you know, subconscious. But again, if you look at her other toes, you know, she had to have some issues. But I think back then they were painting nails and trying to look all sexy and stuff. So I think that's fascinating. That's just me. Okay, good. Next. Guys, they're telling us to eat more fish. Sorry. Yeah, they're telling us to eat more fish. They say it's going to help us with our rheumatoid arthritis. There's a new study in arthritis care and research that people who ate, people with RA or rheumatoid arthritis who ate fish at least twice a week had less joint swelling and tenderness than those who rarely or never did. Now, rheumatoid arthritis does not affect all of us. What affects all of us is the osteoarthritis. Osteoarthritis is the wear and tear we get, and so that's why we're always achy, and when we get up from a chair, we make a sound, right? Like, ugh. That's the sound I make when I get up out of a chair. I'm like, ugh. Yeah, that kind of thing. man. And it stinks because sometimes I'm sitting on the toilet and I make that sound and people are like, you know, ma'am, you know, do you need help? And I go off the chair. It's not my poop. I just have to, you know, get up. Rheumatoid arthritis is more of an inflammatory arthritis. So with this inflammatory arthritis, it could be genetic, that affects multiple joints. They say people who ate fish had less joint swelling and tenderness. Now, some of you are like, well, I don't have RA, so I don't care. But listen up. I'll tell you why you need to care about this. Really quickly here, for this study, they looked at 176 people with RA who answered questions about their diet. And they looked at if they ate tuna, salmon, sardines, and other fish, if it was raw, broiled, steamed, or baked. They did not look at how often people ate fried fish. Yeah, fried fish, by the way, it doesn't even count. For those of you that go, yeah, I eat fried because I go to a fish fry all the time and I love Long John Silver's. Apparently, that doesn't count as fish. Just like you guys eating chicken. Oh, I don't eat red meat because I eat chicken. But hold the phone. If you're eating chicken that's fried, no, it doesn't count. So anyway, they didn't look at shellfish and they didn't look at fish mixed in dishes like shrimp stir fry. Because apparently those meals tend to have lower omega-3 fatty acids. So omega-3 fatty acids keep coming back about how they're anti-inflammatory. They say previous studies have shown that taking fish oil supplements rich in omega-3s may benefit people with RA. But this is the first time looking at the real fish. So the researchers looked at the patient's disease activity scores, which takes into account the number of swollen and tender joints they have, etc. And basically they found that they say one-third of the people showed improvement or the amount of improvement that we've seen with the drug methotrexate. Methotrexate is one of the drugs we use for rheumatoid arthritis. And, you know, these drugs have side effects. Now, I'm not saying just eating fish will prevent you from having issues with your RA, but if we could lessen the amount of the medication that you need or the severity of the dosing, that could be pretty damn cool. So the study suggests that people don't have to eat fish twice a week, thank God. All right, but they don't have to stop at twice a week. Each serving of fish led to a lower disease activity. Now, for those of you going, well, I don't have RA, so who cares? I want you guys to kind of detect a little theme here going on, all right? They keep discussing, and it keeps coming back to us, we need our omega-3s. And not, I don't even want to push fish oil supplements. People that eat their fish seem to be happier. They seem to be healthier. I don't know if we have any pescatarians in the crowd, but, you know, I know people that like fish, and they smile a lot. I don't know what the hell to do with them, you know, because I don't want to go out with them because I don't want to smell the fish, you know, next to me on the table. I don't want them smiling that they're eating fish. I can't stand it when my friends act like their fish is so good. I'm, like, slicing into a steak, and they're like, oh, this salmon. Oh, it's so good. I'm like, it's flipping fish. Quit faking it, okay? Do what you gotta do to get it down your gullet, but don't ruin my steak dinner for me. But maybe those of us that have regular arthritis or are worried about the inflammatory conditions, you know, causing us to have heart disease, we might want to consider eating more fish. I said it. Good. That's all I'm going to say. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Speak speak.
All I do is speak.
But you know what? I'm good at it.
So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Dali 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, boys at an academy in England were told they couldn't wear shorts in the hot weather. Now, the British do things differently. And you guys know that I've had my issue with the British for a long time, right? I'm actually going to be going to London today. Flying out there now for the first time because I've had such an issue with their roundabouts in my neck of the woods, Las Vegas should not have roundabouts because Las Vegas drivers don't know what the hell to do with the roundabout and they keep on cheating. Also, the British, they speak just too perfect English for me, such that now when I try to read a media article in America, there's a lot of British words like queue. They go, yeah, the people were in queue. In queue? What the hell are you talking about? I guess queue means line. And so, I don't want to insult anybody there that's British, you know, but, we got issues. But I have to say that I am very, shall we say, not enamored. I'm impressed with the way how some British people do things and handle adversary or issues. So we have a bunch of boys that couldn't wear shorts in the hot weather. And apparently, shorts were then banned. However, for girls, skirts are fine. So the boy said, to hell with this, we'll wear skirts. So they walked to school in these plaid skirts borrowed from friends and sisters. And they protested, saying, let the boys wear shorts. I don't know how they did it with an accent. Let the boys wear shorts, according to the BBC. They said, rules are rules, but they can always change, said Amy Mitchell, head teacher at ISCA Academy in Exeter. We recognize that the last few days have been exceptionally hot, and we are... Wait a second, I'm trying to escape the heat. Wait, it's hot over there? No! I'm supposed to be flying there so I could get out of the heat. Not that we're going there just to get out of the heat. I want to cover some stories and stuff, but oh my gosh. Oh, it's hot over there, damn it. Anyway, they say we recognize that the last few days have been exceptionally hot, and we are doing our utmost to enable both students and staff to remain as comfortable as possible, according to Mitchell told British media. Shorts are not currently part of the uniform for boys, and I would not want to make any changes without consulting both students and their families. But hotter weather becoming more normal, I would be happy to consider a change for the future, she says. So apparently, the temperatures are flirting with the 90 degrees. So long pants become unbearable. Remember, London is a lot more humid, I guess, or England. So the boys were complaining they couldn't wear shorts or they wore skirts. They say the boys weren't the only ones. Apparently, I guess there was somebody else who worked at a call center in England. He was all sick and tired of wearing pants, so he wore shorts. Now, I would love to join in the fun, but I haven't shaved my legs, okay? So I'm going to just kind of stick to the pants thing because, again, when I go to work, I can't wear shorts at work either. In the studio, they don't care what I wear. I've even been told if I forget to wear a bra one day, they really don't care as long as I'm dressed. But there is a big push for us to have video in the studio, which means I'm going to have to start wearing, proper attire. Or if I do wear shorts, at least shave my legs. So you see a bunch of boys in skirts, and I'm, and one boy told The Guardian he appreciated the nice breeze he got from wearing a skirt. You know, the Scottish know what they're doing, too, right? Weren't the Scottish the ones with the kilts, right, and many times they're naked underneath. Yeah, and I don't understand, really what, makes a guy tick in terms of his clothing. But if I had to guess, being a girl, guys don't really like to have to go through a whole bunch of clothes and button fly. Jeans and remember Levi's button fly, that button fly jeans thing that came out in the 80s? Guys must have hated that because when you have to pee, you have to pee. Girls hated it. I hated my button fly pants. Because I had to go to the bathroom. I mean, they looked good. Button flies looked good. They were a really good-looking pair of jeans, I remember. But when I had to go to the bathroom, I couldn't just rip the zipper down. I had to take off the buttons one by one, and I almost peed on myself. So the Scottish said, to heck with that. And, of course, this was before button fly pants. And they're like, all I have to do is lift up my skirt, and I could pee. I could pee wherever. I don't get it on my pants. There's no skin marks, and they stink less because of the aeration. And my guess is many of them don't have yeast infections down there either. Balanitises, tinea cruris, that's something we should study. For those of you guys looking for a study, look at Scottish men and see if they have jock itch any less often than American men or Englishmen. That'd be very fascinating to tell. Because maybe what guys need to do is run around the house in a skirt. See, here's a little secret. Women do that. We don't like the muumuu. You know, guys, you know, my husband's like, I don't understand that. You're wearing a muumuu. Okay. I don't want to wear a muumuu. I know it's not sexy. I look like my grandma used to, you know, may she rest in peace. Okay, muumuus are ugly, but muumuus are the most practical pieces of clothing you could ever come up with. And the big secret is most of us women, we don't wear underwear under our muumuu. Okay, I know you guys are like, gosh, you know, if my wife would go commando, I would find that very sexy. I did that once. I told my husband, I'm commando, but he just didn't like my muumuu, and he's like, nah, never mind, I'll pass. But when women come in having frequent, you know, yeast infections, etc., I tell them, you got to, you know, take off the nylons and the underwear and, you know, wear a long skirt or something around the house or a muumuu to try to get some air in there. Our bodies weren't designed to be bound up with all sorts of clothing. Now, again, I'm not a guy. And so, you know, for my husband, when I saw the tidy whities when we first dated, I'm like, oh, hell to the no. I like the boxer briefs, you know, that are kind of the Ralph Lauren colors, the dark blue, you know, the burgundy, the, you know, green, black. I love black boxer briefs. If you want it, okay. And guys, women think black boxer briefs are very sexy. I don't even care what kind of a six-pack you have. If you're wearing black boxer briefs, yeah. And they're practical because they hold things in. The only thing is they may be just too restrictive for some. And so we women, we walk around with muumuus. We get home. A lot of you guys don't know this, but we come home. We take everything off. We put on a muumuu. And we run around the house. Now, unfortunately, sometimes the cats come by. And, you know, like I have one cat. She loves to walk around under the skirt. And I'm like, no, you don't want to do that. No, not today. And it's a smart idea. You don't have to have restrictive elastic. You know, a lot of us, we get those elastic lines. Some of us are wearing Spanx, and that causes hives. It also causes abdominal distension. So depending on the type of underwear we wear, it's really comfortable. And for some of these muumuus, you don't even have to wear a bra. And so, again, that's not if you're going to be running track or running a marathon, but around the house. So I'm wondering if guys should start wearing some sort of skirts. Now, many guys are probably listening going, I just walk around the house naked. No, don't do that. Okay, we don't want you to run around the house naked. You know, because there's kids around and things like that. Just wear a skirt. You know, another thing, guys, here's another thing you could do. You know how you guys step out of the shower and you wrap a towel around you? Okay, that. You know how sexy that is? It's a skirt. But, you know, you wrap the towel around you and you're running around and then you're shaving. You know, and we women are like, do I take off the towel or do I not take off the towel? It's very sexy. And if you notice, you dry out. Guys, you really need to think about a skirt, or it could be like a sexy towel-looking thing that you could wear around the house. But I think that's the way to go. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're wrapping it up. But there's a study saying that older people that have sex help their brain power. And so if you want to have sharp thinking skills and good cognition, they say having sex at least once a week seems to help with that. Way to go, guys. All right, don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.